Hello. I would have liked to start with my usual good morning greeting, but I'm afraid I'm still furious at the totally callous attack on Westminster on Wednesday. It doesn't matter whether it happened in London, or as previously in Berlin, or Nice. This sort of attack is utterly despicable and totally unproductive. I personally can never fathom the depth of the depravity that produces an action of this kind, whether such an act comes from a politically brainwashed person or a religiously brainwashed person, it is totally incomprehensible. We have gone through the difficult years of the IRA, and although these attacks were at the time also vicious, at least the IRA had the decency to inform the authorities beforehand and give people a period of alarm to evacuate the premises where the explosive was to go off. Of course, there were human casualties then, but somehow the annoyance was because of the wanton destruction of premises rather than indiscriminate killing of people. I'm not condoning or justifying either form of action. But try as I can, I am unable to find a tiny morsel of logic or indeed humanity in what has happened in London and recently elsewhere. The Muslim Council of Britain was quick to condemn this act, and I'm pleased about this. They should be commended for this. We can talk about the effective and rapid response of the authorities and the rescue services. Thank God for that. Certainly, the response was more efficient and timely than in Paris or elsewhere. But this is little consolation to those who lost their loved ones or those who are injured. After all, they were all going about their business, whether it was work or leisure, and many were visitors to London, having gone through all the arrangements of leaving their homes to come to London for a visit they probably long looked forward to. This sort of terrorism is actually very easy. It doesn't need any cleverness other than the ability to drive a car or a lorry. You and me would be extremely distraught if we happened just to frighten a dog or a cat while we were driving. How anyone could just drive into people with the sole purpose of killing or injuring them is beyond any thought process I can come up with. And this brings me to another way of looking at this event. And this is by just asking ourselves a simple question. What has happened in the world? In my young age, we had some sort of order around us. We knew we were not likely to be just run over by a car whose driver just wanted the fun of running over me. Yes, I may have been negligent in crossing the road without due care, or the driver was incompetent or negligent, but never was the running over a purposeful criminal act of a totally distorted mind. I used to read and hear news of wars around the world, but these were at least organized wars, if that is a word worth describing any war. And if we were in a war zone, well, we expected to see the horrors of war. All this is now different. How different? Well, I can only go back to the word of our Lord Jesus Christ as we read. And when we shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. In the same chapter, Jesus goes on to say, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. The description of the Bible is so stark, and I cannot help but feel that this is what we are witnessing. For we read also, now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created unto this time, neither shall there be. Are these prophecies being realized in front of our eyes? I think we would be unfair on ourselves if we do not take all these predictions seriously, especially that they are corroborated by similar prophecies in the Old Testament and indeed in the Quran. I can only wish that the rest of these prophecies, those parts I have not quoted, would also be fulfilled, for they talk about the end of this period of turmoil and the coming of a new age and a new edifice of peace and happiness throughout the world. So let us pray together and ask God the Almighty to hasten the coming of this heaven upon earth. Humanity has suffered enough, and it appears that only God can bring along a new generation of pious people who can reflect on the state of the world and respond to our prayers with the aid of inspiration from that divine source of inspiration, God Almighty. But let me end by paying tremendous tribute to the security people on the spot and the security services in general. They tell us that hundreds of terrorist acts were foiled recently. As to the bravery of the ordinary people and the police officers on the spot, I can only say, on behalf of all of us, thank you. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.